Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a beautiful day. No, maybe not. It is such a wet Saturday. But you know what? I love it when it rains because that is liquid sunshine. And it is so important for the real estate industry for us to have as much rain as possible so that our grass is green. Yeah. Because green grass helps with curb appeal, and curb appeal helps get your house sold. Yeah. So on days like today when it's raining and you're thinking, I don't want to get out of bed, you just say, thank you for the rain today so that my grass can be green and beautiful.
We've had a lot of rain lately. Now, you hate it. You want it to stop when you get out of the car to show the house.
That's funny.
It can start again when you go into the house and stop again when you get back into the car.
You think like perfect timing while you're looking at a house?
Hey, you know, if you don't ask, you never know, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Are you going with the whole ask and you shall receive principle?
Yeah, it never works for me.
It's interesting. It always works for me.
No, it works at the appropriate times.
There you go.
There you go.
So it is an exciting, beautiful, and happy, happy, happy Saturday.
There you go. You know what? It's great because I woke up this morning.
That's the great?
That's the great.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you need?
And my dad, I hope, woke up this morning. He's 95 years old. And, you know, there aren't many people that wake up to the age of 95.
Well, I hope we all do.
How about that? Yeah. Well, welcome, everybody. We are glad you're here on this Saturday morning in real estate, with Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We are your problem-solving realtors coming to you every Saturday morning for 9.5 years, 9.75 years. Oh, my gosh.
It's a long
gosh.
Time, isn't it?
Yeah, telling you all sorts of things. Some of the things have absolutely nothing to do with real estate. Like for the last year, I guess, we've been telling you about what's special about the day. Like today is Boys and Girls Club Day for Kids. That's what's special about today.
That's
also
a good one.
One that I think is terrible to celebrate. So I'm telling you right off the bat, it's Big Whopper Liar Day. Now, I don't like liars, so why are we celebrating Big Whopper Liar Day?
I don't know,
and it's not about the Whopper hamburger. It's about
That's
liars
what I thought you were
who
say.
Tell big lies. Why are we celebrating that? And a day
Was there no history on that? I mean, you always get a history when you read these things.
No, some of them don't have history.
Huh.
So, now, one that's difficult today, it's International Coastal Cleanup Day. It's also National Coastal Cleanup Day, where
yes.
people go out to the beach with their big bags and start
yes.
picking up the trash. One that I would like to specifically do today, that I am going to do today and suggest a lot of other people, it's International Eat an Apple Day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And one of the animals that I think is one of the cutest animals. Now, most people say, what's the most cute animal that you can think of?
I think it's the panda.
It's the panda. But there's another related animal
koala.
That has nothing. Koala is another one, but there's another one. It's called a red panda, and it's not related to the big panda. It's very, very small, very, very cute. It's International Red Panda Day. And you know what else it is today? It's Duck Like a Pirate Day. Yes, it is.
Aye, matey. Is that what you say?
Yes. It's also Locate an Old Friend Day.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll locate some old friends.
Yes. It's also something that I've never had.
What?
National Butterscotch Pudding Day.
Okay.
You ever eat butterscotch pudding?
Yes.
Alan, have you ever eaten butterscotch pudding?
Good stuff.
Good stuff. And one of the favorite things that I like to watch during the Olympics is the gymnasts. So it's National Gymnastics Day. And something that we should do later on this afternoon, maybe we'll do it tonight. We'll put on some music, and because it's National Dance Day. Would you like
and
to dance?
And you're going to dance?
I just said we'll put
what?
On some music and we will
yes.
dance.
Yes. Everybody heard it live here. Yes.
Yes.
I've got witnesses.
Yes. And something that should not be in existence. So be aware of it today. It's Puppy Mill Awareness Day.
Yucky.
And speaking of puppy mills, it's also Responsible Dog Ownership Day. And a couple more, National Woman Road Warriors Day. This is for women who travel for business.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah.
And one that is...
I travel in my business.
That's right. We do.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's those really for travel who out of town.
Well, you can interpret it any way you want to.
And just because, you know, you may go to Fernandina Beach, that doesn't count.
Okay. St. Augustine.
Okay.
Fernandina, Nassau, McClenny, Middleburg, Hilliard. Callahan.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my territory.
And one that is important to me. Now, I grew up, and my dad taught me, and you'll know who I'm talking about. We didn't, you know, you don't know that I'm going to say this.
I never know what you're going to say.
And I've told you this over the years several times. My dad, back in the day, told me to always respect and obey this person or this group of people. Who is it?
Your elders.
Well, that too. Who else?
Oh. Women.
That too.
Oh. Then what?
Police officers.
Oh, okay. Well, of course.
Today is Thank a Police Officer Day.
I love that. That ought to be going viral everywhere.
Whenever I see a police officer, whether I'm in a restaurant, I always, or wherever it is, I always thank them for what they do.
Absolutely.
And I wish more people.
And we always have. Not just,
and we always
not
have.
Just in this year, but before this year.
And
always
I always
have.
Say, when I say goodbye to them, I say, stay safe out there.
That's right.
Yes. And I wish more people would do that. And when I see signs that say defund the police department, I just kind of shiver and say, yeah, let's see when somebody breaks into your house.
Law and order do you want or not want?
Or kill somebody, you know, near you. Who do you want to investigate it? You know, who's
right.
going to do that if you defund the police department?
Yes.
Also, I want to say, lastly, I want to say a big happy Rosh Hashanah Day, which is the Jewish New Year to all
yes,
our Jewish...
Yes, Happy New Year, friends.
Our Jewish friends that
yes.
are probably not listening because they
they're not
are
allowed
in
to.
Temple today. Well,
yes.
they can say they shouldn't be listening today.
No,
they're
it's the
be
Sabbath.
In,
they can't even do
Well, it's more than
the
Sabbath.
It's the New Year.
It's the New Year.
Yeah.
So those are all
they got better
our
things
special
to do.
Days today.
Yes.
And we do not have a contest today because we have so many things to talk about, and we want to answer all your questions today. So give us a call. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 222-8255. That's area code 904. Call us. I don't really just want to talk to Howard solely today.
Solely. Okay.
I'd like other people to call in.
Oh, besides me and Alan, right?
Well, they can call in and talk to you, or they could call in and talk to me, or they could call in and talk to Alan.
Right. Alan is our producer, by the way. He, for years now, he's been on the
really
other side of the glass
yes.
and plays all our intro songs and intro.
Yes.
Yeah, there you
Yay,
go, Alan.
Alan.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, there's only 1 minute left in our segment already. When we come back, we're going to talk about...
Well, tell people what we're going to talk about.
That's what I was just going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the numbers, what happened this week. We're going to talk about interest rates.
Yes.
We're going to talk about an economic contradiction. What?
I don't know. Did you make that up, by the way?
I did.
You did make it up?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm going to set you straight.
We're going to talk about what to do if your house smells like a dog.
Ew.
You know, you may be nose blind.
Yes.
No, you know, you've heard that on TV.
Yes,
what does
of
nose
course.
Blind mean?
That's a thing.
Well, we're going to tell you if your house smells like a dog, if you want to sell your home. Not
what to
only
do with
that.
It. Yes.
We're going to give you an idea for a second home that's probably the safest home in the world. Stay with us to hear about that. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
We had an interesting first segment there talking about, you know, what's special about today. All kinds of stuff, right?
Right.
Right. All right. We're going to talk about some real estate today. So what happened this past week in real estate, Angela, right here in Northeast Florida?
Well, Howard, this past week for homes and condominiums, 867 offers got accepted. Howard, that's up 15% from last week.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. There were 533 new homes that came on the market. That number was actually up by 3%. 213 of the 533 new homes on the market, you ready? 40% are already under contract. 40. We are seeing this number is so high, it's happening week after week after week. So when people say, oh, coronavirus, this isn't selling houses, yes, they are. Get your house on the market. Call us. We'll come out and help you. Absolutely, because things are selling. 60 of those actually went under contract on the very first day, and 552 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations. So even that number was up 22%.
What's one of the reasons that houses are selling as has to do with the next segment, doesn't it?
Oh, I cannot wait to correct you. But yes, supply and demand.
Right.
The supply is very low. Demand is very high because
interest rates
are so low. So let's talk about that. Okay, the 30-year interest rate, the conventional rate, rose a mere 1/100th of a point to 2.87%.
Yeah, last week we created, not we, but the industry hit a new world record, a new low ever by the 2.86, and now it came up 1/100th of a point.
And it's again, crazy, right?
And then that was an average, by the way, of the 25 largest banks for Freddie Mae of the loans that they gave. So what happened with the 15-year?
The 15-year rate fell to a new low by falling 2/100ths of a point to 2.35%.
Wow.
Wow is right. Pretty soon it's just going to be free. Like, we'll just give you some money. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, one of my rental houses, we talked this week about refinancing. So you don't know, you don't necessarily have to refinance your primary home. If you have rental property and you have a loan on that, you can refinance those as well.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
Think about that for those of you that own rental property or second homes.
Now, the VA rate and the FHA 30-year rate rose slightly to 2.4%.
How about that? Really,
still think
really
about
fabulous.
That. I mean, think about that. If you're in the Navy or you're a veteran and you qualify to get a VA mortgage, that's no money down, and the interest rate is 2.4%. You have so much more buying power right now with that type of interest rate than you did last year at the same time.
Yeah. You know, most of our listeners are local, and we've talked many times about the first-time home buyers program for Duval County, Clay County, Nassau, and St. John's. You know, it could either be $7,500 that's a free loan that's paid back only when you sell your home. There are various programs around, but for those of you that are in other counties or even other states, because we have a lot of people listening in Georgia, there is a national resource. And it's a website. It's called downpaymentresource.com. It has loads of information about programs for first-time home buyers that you may be able to get free down payment assistance. Some of those programs you have to pay the money back when you sell it. Some of the programs you don't. It's for it has information about all the 50 states. And sometimes it's about various counties. And by the way, sometimes it's not even about really first-time home buyers. It may be about that you used to be a homeowner, haven't been a homeowner in a year or two or three or five. So if you're listening from another state and are not currently a homeowner but are planning to be, go to that website, downpaymentresource.com.
Yes.
Great resource. I looked at it yesterday. It has so much information.
So for the programs I'm aware of, you have to have not owned a home for the last 3 years.
Well, that's the ones in here in Florida.
That's what I said, for the ones I'm aware of, because that's where I'm aware of. I am a realtor where in Florida, so therefore I'm familiar with Florida.
Yeah. You know, there are some axioms or rules that we just grew up with or learned in school, like, you know, Isaac Newton, an apple fell, so we all know what gravity is, and we all know what goes up, what comes down, and we all know about economics 101, which says when prices go up, demand goes down, and when supply is low, prices go up. You know, for example, a few years ago, when the price for gas was over $4 a gallon, we all thought twice about driving around much. You know, we made sure that if we had to go to this store, we went to another store and another store rather than making two separate trips. And remember, the demand for big SUVs tanked? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It even caused one car company to go out of business. You remember what company that was?
I know.
You remember what it was? Alan has a quizzical look. Hummer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The Hummer. Original, the H1. The H1.
Well, first
especially.
They stopped producing the H1, and then they still couldn't because their gas mileage sucked.
It was awful.
Yeah. So Hummer went out of business. Gas was high because of the Arab states. They wanted the price to go up, so they weren't supplying us. You know, now, of course, we are not.
Fracking. taking care of ourselves.
Well, we're not fracking anymore because the price of gas is so low, and the reason for that is because we are making enough gasoline, we're producing enough oil ourselves, which is great to be oil independent. We don't have any oil ships coming over from the Gulf anymore.
It's incredible,
isn't that
it?
Wonderful?
Yes, it's wonderful.
And you may
wait a minute. While you're mentioning that, I just have to say,
what's that?
I got gas for $1.68 the other day. $1.68. At the Shell station in Bartram. There's a Shell station right at Bartram. There's a Publix there. It's in that parking lot. Unbelievable. Think of that. $1.68. That's crazy.
That's crazy. So what did all of that have to do with real estate?
Great question, Howard. Where are you going with this?
Okay. So home prices are going up and supply is low. All right? Well, the real estate, it's usually either a buyer's market or a seller's market. However.
Unless it's balanced.
However, right now, it's both. How is that possible?
Now,
a buyer's market is normally when there's a big supply of houses and prices are low. And a seller's market is when prices are high. And prices are high. How is it
and
both
supply is low?
And supply is low.
Right.
Now, today, it's a little bit of both. Now, prices are going up.
They are going up.
So it's great for sellers. But it's also great for buyers. Now, there's not as much supply, but prices are kind of low in that it is cheap to buy them because
interest rates
are low.
Which is what's putting buyers in the marketplace.
Absolutely. So that's why it's a little bit of both, and therefore I call it an economic contradiction. And therefore it is both a buyer's market and a seller's market. Now, how long is this going to last, you may ask? Well, the government came out this week and said that interest rates, at least the prime rate, is going to stay the same through
2023.
Now, there's
think about that. We're only in 2020.
Now,
that's 3 years.
The Fed does not create interest rates for the mortgage industry, for the home buyers industry.
On the wholesale market.
But there is a relation. So we can expect that interest rates will remain low. How high will home prices get? Nobody can predict that. We do know that lumber prices have gone up, so the cost of new homes will go up because if the cost of building goes up, the home prices will have to go up.
Yeah, but you know what? New home sales, new construction was still higher that, you know, this month than it was last month and this month than it was last year.
Yeah. We also know one thing. Selling a house is going to the dogs. If you have a dog, you got to be careful that your home doesn't smell like dogs, because we have had people that have walked to the front door, opened it up. It smelled like either cigarette smoke, cat urine, or really bad dog smell, and they've turned around and
Absolutely.
Walked out. We
Absolutely.
Don't want that to happen to you. If you are going to be selling your home, we're going to tell you how to prevent that when we get back.
And you got to make sure you're not offended when someone tells you that. Just fix it. Just don't let it be a thing that offends you. Just make it something that's fixable.
It is fixable. One of several ways or multiple ways, especially if you put them together. So stay with us. We will be right back, everyone.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Mourners have dropped off bouquets and gathered outside the Supreme Court early today in quiet tribute to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Homemade cardboard signs and a collection of flowers blanketed the court's grounds. Hours earlier, hundreds of people gathered outside the court singing in a candlelight vigil. Weeping, scores of candles flickered in the wind along the front steps as people knelt to leave their bouquets, small American flags, and handwritten condolence messages. Ginsburg passed away Friday of metastatic pancreatic cancer at the age of 87. Protesters have returned to the streets of Portland, Oregon, following a days-long pause, largely due to poor air quality from wildfires on the West Coast. Police say in a statement an unlawful assembly was declared last night. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 244 points. Oil prices were up 14 cents a barrel. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? Isn't that amazing? It's true. Preborn is a ministry that does just that with the help of people just like you, offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. Pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound and hear their baby's heartbeat are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or a click away. And as we celebrate the sanctity of human life this month, there is no better time than now to save a baby's life.
Learn more about Preborn and donate today at WBOB.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. Or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
A 70% chance of rain through tonight. Cloudy skies with a high today near 80, overnight low 71. Slight chance of rain Sunday to Monday night. Highs near 80, lows into the lower 70s. Then partly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, up to about 80. Mostly cloudy nights Tuesday and Wednesday, down to about 68 degrees.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. It's hard for me to say that when it's so gloomy outside. I'm reaching a little bit today. But what we know is what we've always said. The sun is shining above the clouds.
It is.
So I know it's a beautiful day above the clouds.
You know, speaking of gloom, we should have said this at the beginning of the show, because this is serious. Our thoughts and prayers do go out to the people that sustained damage from the hurricane in Gulf area, and to all of those people that are still suffering from the fires in the western states. And all I can say is thank goodness that we are here in northern Florida, where we have missed all of the storms that have occurred. I mean, it's already on S for the storms. So, I mean, so much damage has occurred in the country. So much unrest has occurred in so many other places in the country, political unrest. I'm so glad that we have missed most of it here. The president is coming, by the way, next either Tuesday or Thursday. I'm not sure. And I sure hope that everything is safe and that we, you know, the people of the city of Jacksonville don't cause any problems. I suggest that all of you, do your best to, I know all of our listeners will not do anything to cause problems.
Correct.
But, you
stay
know.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Go
know,
out.
Do the right
the president.
Thing.
President. Stay safe.
All right. All right. Selling a home that smells like a dog. By the way, I hope that whichever realtor you choose, if it is not us, will tell you if you have problems with your home that will prevent you from not having a sale when it is, you know, it best to sell it.
Yes.
Meaning if you have a house that needs to be decluttered, they will tell you. If you have a house that needs to be painted, they will tell you, and so on and so forth.
And
including that if it smells like dog, they will tell you. But some things that you can do to reduce, there's no way to totally, totally eliminate it, but there are some things that will dramatically reduce it. And one thing is actually a product on the market that has been around for, I don't know, 10 years. It's Febreze.
I love Febreze.
It
I always have.
And especially spray it around right before people are coming. Now, it's not to you know, trick anyone, but do it now. You know, spray
you
around
do it every day because you live
day.
There with the dog.
Yeah, Febreze not only just spray it around the room in the air, but spray it on your carpets and every fabric surface that you have.
And I was thinking you were going to say spray it on your dog. I'm so glad you didn't say that.
But you know, if your dog lays on the floor, and let's say you just have tile, the fur on your dog has oil in it.
Yes.
And that oil gets on the floor.
Yes.
And that's
you need to
what
clean it.
Smells as well.
Yes.
Also, vacuum all of your carpets, especially around the edges where you don't normally do or, you know, would not normally get to as good as you can, as well as the furniture that the dog goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dog goes on your furniture or lays up against your furniture. Also, wash and disinfect the dog bed. You probably rarely do that, but the dog bed, the dog's on it a lot.
Yes, just like we change our sheets.
Now, you may have a big dog bed. You may think, oh, it doesn't fit in the washing machine. Go to the laundromat. They have big machines that are designed for those particular things. Or the dog bed may have a zippered cover.
Yeah.
Take the cover off.
Air out the bed.
Yes. Yeah. You could rent an ozone machine. Now, the ozone machine puts out ozone, which then neutralizes odor. Now, you just can't be in the house while the ozone machine is on while it's working. And it may take even a day or two. And you can do it over a period of days. So you can put it on for a couple of hours, go out to do your shopping or go to work, whatever
it is. Take
your
dog with you. Don't leave your dog in the ozone.
Yes, because ozone is can be dangerous.
Yes.
And when you go back into the house, you may have to open up the doors a little bit to let the ozone out of the house.
Yes.
We have a machine in our house that,
we do?
That disinfects that will also produce ozone. And I don't turn the ozone on unless we're going to be out of the house for an hour or two and then turn it on for an hour or so. Also, clean, 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 including the air conditioner coils and places that hold dust like the baseboards and even ceiling fan blades. How about that
one? Do you remember that the house we bought had dogs in it?
Yes.
And then We found dog hair forever, for like 2 years.
Long time.
In places you would not anticipate, even though we had cleaned. And they just kept like coming out from under the baseboard, because I remember thinking, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes.
But when they lean up against the wall and the baseboard.
And the air conditioner return vents. You know, in certain places in your house, you may have air conditioner return vents, like in the ceiling or mounted up against the wall. And really, your ceiling fan blades have dust not only on the bottom of the blades, but on the leading edge and on the top. And one more thing, clean tile floors with Pine Sol.
Yes.
A very good, good product.
Hey, I have a lot of tile floors you could clean, Howard.
Okay. All right, I got to get some knee pads.
I don't have a dog, but you can clean them anyway.
I love this one. Have you ever thought about a second home and also wanted it very safe? And we're not talking about the most safest place in the world, like being the White House. It's safer than that. You know, we all have locks on our windows and locks on our doors. Many of us leave coastal areas when a storm is coming. And some of those are fortunate enough to have a recreational vehicle to take those with us, so they'll have a place to sleep or even a second home away from the danger areas. But what if there was something extremely bad was coming, something unimaginable, and you had the financial means to protect you and your family? Well, there is an exclusive condominium that's now on the market. Let me tell you more. It is 15 stories below ground with concrete walls that are not, this is not an April Fool's joke. This is real. It's 15 stories below ground with concrete walls that are 9 feet thick. Now, the total building is 20,000 square feet, so there aren't many condos available in there. Now, there are smaller family units with bedrooms, kitchenettes, and a bathroom. It has a library, his and her workout rooms and steam rooms, a bar. Believe it or not, it has a swimming pool, a small hospital area, a dental area, and even a dog area. Because if something apocalyptic is coming that you really need to be safe, you're going to bring your dog with you. Now, residents can survive in here for up to, get this, 5 years. It has running water from an underground well and also has its water treatment plant and an aquaponics system to grow food. They also have built-in generators and wind turbines on the surface for power.
That's now, the only problem.
Well, you know.
If it's apocalyptic, I mean, I probably just said that wrong, but, you know, it could be knocked over.
It could be. It could be. Now, very few units are available. They range in price from $1.5 million to $4.5 million. And the actual location, it's in rural Kansas, but the actual location is kept a secret except for the actual buyers. Now, this is not a vacation home, obviously.
No.
And it's not a hotel, so you could say I stayed there. It is only to be used in case of an emergency, and it is only for, obviously, the wealthy. The underground structure,
definitely for the wealthy.
If you haven't guessed already, is a reconfigured missile silo turned into a survival bunker.
I love it. I love it.
Don't try to find it in Realtor.com nor in any... or in any MLS. The only thing we can tell you, it's in Kansas. And hey, you can, it's a good place to stay until perhaps the pandemic is over.
Oh, please.
You heard it here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard.
How fun is this?
Good stuff.
You just never know what you're going to hear here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard.
If you're interested,
Howard comes up with some far-out stuff.
If you're interested in purchasing one of these units, by the way, the difference between the $1.5 million and the $4.5 million have to do with how many beds, how many people it can hold.
Okay.
So they all have the same amenities except for that. So anyway, how about that?
Interesting. Very interesting. Like usual, Howard.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about another interesting, maybe wacky story. You'll have to stay with us.
You're getting a little wacky. Yeah.
And it'll be an infotainment story. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy liquid sunshine kind of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
you know what I think, though? Can you sense that fall's in the air? Because fall's my favorite time of year. I'm so happy football's happening. And I'm really hoping and praying pretty soon that we get some cool weather. So it can really feel like...
This weekend, it's not going to even get up to 80.
Yeah, but it's just rainy. I mean, it's just rainy. Come on. I want some sunshine. You know where the sky is that blue, 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 and you see the white puffy clouds, and it's cool and crisp.
Okay, this week.
I don't think it's this week, but it's got to come soon because I love the fall.
Okay.
And football and friends and family.
We ought to take a fall vacation and drive up north and see the changing of the leaves.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Right. Anyway, speaking of beautiful things to see, sometimes people put up... Well, let me just ask you a question. Do you like wallpaper?
Some wallpaper, yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Not so much.
It's not your thing?
No.
Then let's take it down in our house.
Some people we don't have any wallpaper in our house.
We do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
Where?
Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So sidetrack tangent there.
Well, some people overdo it. You know, most people put it on like accent walls, but some people, they put it on all four walls, especially bathrooms. You see that in some older homes. You know, 30 or 40 years ago, they even put it in bathroom ceilings. Do you remember that trend, or are you too young for that?
Bathroom ceilings?
Bathroom ceilings, especially the foil paper looked like shiny, and then it was kind of looked like painted on. My mother had it in her bathroom. In fact, I have to admit that my first house, my first wife and I, we put it on the ceilings. Bathrooms were really small then. And
you put the wallpaper on the ceiling?
It was a trend that in bathrooms, you put it on all four walls and the ceilings.
Let's see, when you married your first wife, I think I was in middle school?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm sure of it.
You know, there's some weird...
I don't remember that trend.
There's some weird wallpaper out there. You know, for wallpaper for specific rooms, there's like flowers for bathrooms. There's food for kitchens. There's golf scenes for home offices where guys have their home office. There's pictures of alcohol or different types of bottles of beer for the man cave. You know, one man, he loved his beer, and he did his entire condo with Budweiser bottles of wallpaper. How about that?
Okay.
Except he did every single room, including the ceilings.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Except the bathrooms. Can you imagine?
No.
Now, he didn't have a big condo. It was only about 900 square feet.
Still.
But every
It sounds like an obsession.
Room.
Doesn't it?
But wait.
There's more?
Well, there's more. But I'd hate to be a buyer that had to remove that wallpaper.
Yeah? Why?
By the way, as Paul Harvey would say,
There's more to the rest of the story,
page two. The Budweiser beer can wallpaper. Well, the cans, they really weren't wallpaper. They were actually empty Budweiser beer cans.
Oh my gosh.
That had been individually glued to the walls and to the ceiling.
Okay, that starts to be a bit of a nightmare for selling your house, doesn't
it? Every wall, every ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
Floor.
That's awful.
To ceiling. Yep, they eventually had to reduce the price of the condo from $110,000 to $100,000.
That's all?
Still on the market.
That's all. I'm thinking it should go down to 50.
It's here in
Florida.
It's
going to take you're going to have to pull it all down and put up new drywall.
Yeah. Hey, there's a new phrase in real estate.
I love this.
Zoom
rooms. I love it,
love it. You know, with more and more people working from home, the result, you know, video conference calls.
Absolutely.
And so many companies use the platform called Zoom. You know, there is more to a Zoom room than just having a conference call, however. These video conferences also have audio. And the room needs doors, and the room needs to be quiet so the family members can't hear the meeting, and the meeting participants can't hear the video conference call. The fix? Insulated walls.
I agree.
Yeah, one thing that, and also, one other thing, the desk and monitor, the camera on the monitor, or wherever it is, it's on the computer or someplace else, needs to be situated in a way so it's not directed toward the door of the room. Sometimes spouses and kids have been accidentally seen on camera with less than the desired amount of clothing on.
That happened to a friend of ours. She had gotten out of the shower and she was just walking in her bedroom, but her child had brought the little computer with his Zoom class. And she was seen by the classroom. She was mortified.
So if you're having a house built with a home office, make it a Zoom room.
I love the Zoom room idea. That's a great idea. But another thing that you can do if you can't do a Zoom room, you don't have any space, you don't want to deal with it, you don't have the time or the money to create a Zoom room. When you're on the Zoom, if you go into the tools section, you can find the virtual screen, so it's a backdrop, and so you could have like a beach scene behind you or just fancy little colors or something. But you know, I like it because that way I don't have to worry about how neat and tidy my office is, because it's not always neat and tidy. And so if I put up my virtual screen, no one can see that, and I love that concept.
That's good.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
But I do like insulating it, because I think that would help with the noise.
Yes. By the way, can you insulate a room after it's already built? You
Absolutely.
Can. It's the foam insulation that you put a small hole in the walls and get a professional company to do this. It's the expansive foam.
You could also do panels like we have in the studio.
Yeah, you can.
They absorb sound.
All right. We've got one hot deal to talk about.
Yes!
It's the vacant lot off of Cherokee. It's on the corner of McCoy's and Fitzgerald, but the address is actually McCoy's. It's only $25,000 for a ready-to-build-on lot. It's got two nice trees at the end, at each end of the lot, but it is cleared and ready to go. It's also fenced. It's ready to go, only $25,000. By the way, congratulations if you have paid off your mortgage. You're going to get a letter from the mortgage company saying, congratulations, you have paid off the mortgage. And then you feel great. Some people burn that mortgage letter that they have. Not the letter, but they burn their mortgage document. But I want you to make sure that the actual lien is also
Removed
from the county records, because sometimes, you know, banks get bought by other banks.
Right.
And sometimes they forget to release the lien from the county.
Correct.
So just because you get the letter saying congratulations, it's paid off, go back within a month or so and see that it is released from the county records. And you can ask your mortgage company, ask the title company, or you can have somebody do a title check to see that the lien itself has been released. You will save yourself extreme agony later on when you go to sell your house and you find, oh my God, the lien hasn't been released, and then they'll have to go find the bank that is perhaps no longer in existence and to get that lien released. And it's like, oh my gosh, that is a headache beyond belief.
So you can try to check it yourself too at the clerk of the courts in whatever county you're in. Like if it's Duval, it's DuvalClerk.com. And you can go out there to the official records section and just put your name in and see if you're mortgage is showing as released.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. One more thing that we have before the end of the show today. Do you own investment properties? Perhaps you're planning on selling one and you're going to make a profit, resulting in you having to pay income taxes on that profit. Do you know that there's a way to avoid that? People's ears perk up. How do
Buy
I avoid
house?
That? That's right. Use a what's called a 1031 exchange to buy another property, grow your portfolio, and defer the profits until you retire, or then buy another one. You have to ask your tax preparer for details in how to do it. It's called a 1031 exchange, and it will avoid you paying taxes on any profit that you make, as long as you buy another house that's, I think, more expensive than the last one. How
about
that?
Equal to or greater than.
Equal to or greater than. A 1031 exchange. But you have to prepare paperwork ahead of time before you sell the property. All right? Hey,
all
folks.
Right.
It's great. The Van Wees are on tap to tell you what's been going on this past week. And they are shaking their hands like it's been a so week. Hey, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. If you need to talk to us, we sure hope that you do, to answer any questions or to help you buy or sell your house, you can call Angela at 465-3845. That's 465-3845. Call me, 687-8161. That's 687-8161. One or both of us will come over, talk to you, give you some advice about buying or selling, and get your house sold or find you a great new home to live in. God bless.